Today, as we gather, the readings are taken from a Mass in thanksgiving to God. And so we had many options today. In choosing the gospel text, I wanted to highlight the fact that our Blessed Mother, this depiction in this window that we see of this exact gospel text, this visitation between Mary and Elizabeth, between Jesus and John the Baptist, both within their wombs. It is the model for the church in thanksgiving. Model of the church in rejoicing at what God has done for us. My brothers and sisters, do you need a little motivation to be thankful this morning? Do you? Well, you're in luck. I'm going to give you some motivation to be thankful. My brothers and sisters, what has Jesus done for us? By his life, by his death, by his resurrection. What has Jesus done for us? The default for the world, apart from Jesus, is a thing called eternal damnation and separation from God. We have another word for it, it's called hell. Apart from Jesus, this is the default. To exist forever, but to exist separated from love. To be separated from everyone and everything that reveals God's love in our lives. Sometimes, in order to stir up within us gratitude and thanksgiving, we must first recognize what we have been saved from. Sometimes we only appreciate the value of something when it is taken away. And that's a sad situation, isn't it? Especially if it's taken away forever. And then we only realize, oh gosh, it was a great thing. I wish I would have appreciated it when I had it. We have so much to be thankful for, my brothers and sisters, in the most fundamental way. Because of the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, eternal damnation and separation from God's love is not our destiny. Jesus, in the gift of himself for the world, in our receiving of that gift as we entered into the waters of baptism, as we renew that gift year after year after year, as we celebrate the Paschal tide and we enter in again to see the gift that Jesus has won for us and the victory for us, we are reminded again of our destiny in him. To live forever in love. And to be with all who we love, that is drawn in to that same loving embrace of God's love and compassion and mercy. You would think that a church that proclaims this truth, this fundamental truth of the gospel, would look a little happier, don't you think? That a church that recognizes what she has been saved from so that she can glory in God and be thankful and joyful and happy about what she has been saved to, might walk around with a little bit more pep in her step. A larger smile on her face. And recognizing the grace that is hers. A little bit more joyful to be able to share with others who don't know this great gift in Jesus Christ. You struggle vehemently to find hope in the midst of a broken world. I said it's a daily mass, and I don't want to go too long on the homily, especially because I didn't even record it on my phone, so I'm going to put that away. Forgot to push the start button. Well, now it's on the recording there, but anyway, the point being. My brothers and sisters, we have much to be thankful for. Recognize the gift that has been given to you. This ultimate gift of life and of love. To see in the gift that Jesus gave you a cause for thanksgiving and joy. Because more than anything, the church should be a people filled with gratitude and joy. At the great gift that has been given to her. And so today we gather. Unlike any other nation on earth, we gather to give thanks to God for the foundations of our nation. To give thanks to God for the great gifts in which he has blessed us. The freedom that we enjoy. The ability to gather here. And to celebrate together. His blessings. You are the most blessed of people, my brothers and sisters. You are the most blessed of people. Know the blessing that you are in Jesus Christ. And may your life express your thanksgiving. Amen.